The dark side was stronger near the Sarlacc than it had been anywhere else in his short journey. Reaching out to the Force, he pursued that impression in search of its origins. The deepening of the dark side drew him north, along a narrow track that led away from the village. He followed it, wondering what might lie at the end. A strange shape loomed at him out of the thick, humid air. Lightsaber at the ready, he circled it, taking its measure before coming too close. It was the skeleton of a long-dead rancor, its yellow bones painted green with moss and fungus. Mighty ribs rose up like the bars of a cage from a spine mostly invisible under ground cover. Leg bones and claws lay in a reckless jumble. The skull, almost large enough for a small house, had tipped onto its side with its mouth open. Arm-long teeth still looked sharp enough to rip flesh. The apprentice walked respectfully past the skeleton, aware of a hush descending over the jungle. Another skeleton lay a dozen paces on, then two more beyond that. The presence of blackened ancient bones poking out of the ground in places confirmed his growing suspicion that he had entered a rancor graveyard. Watched by enormous empty eye sockets, he wound his way toward the center, where the darkness seemed most dense. A low rumbling sound broke the eerie silence, as though a very large animal was growling. When an enclosure made entirely of bones loomed out of the undergrowth, he stopped for a moment and stared. He had seen this before, too, in the strange state between life and death. He had seen a man, bound by cuffs, sitting in front of a lamp in a building made of bones. And that man had been Bail Organa. He had recognized the senator's file photos, but hadn't been able to place the connection. Now he knew. Leia's father was inside the enclosure, and nearby was a focus of the dark side. That the two were intimately connected, he was now completely certain. With every fiber of his being alert for danger, he circled the enclosure, looking for a way in. Bones of dozens of species, from the very large to the very small, overlapped everywhere he looked. Human skulls were in the minority. Most were Felucian, or the species they hunted. Giant rancor thigh bones provided columns, while long curving ribs created archways and support for the ceiling. The interior of the structure was a maze of wandering passages and tiny, irregularly shaped rooms. After wandering at random for a full minute, he caught a glimmer of yellow light around a corner and followed it to Bail Organa's impromptu cell. The man looked exactly as he had in the vision. Even the smell matched. The prisoner looked up in surprise. "I've come to rescue you, Senator Organa," the apprentice said, deactivating his lightsaber and kneeling to work on the cuffs. Organa was filthy, but didn't appear to have been hurt. "Master Coda sent me."
"Ha! I knew he couldn't stay out of the fight for long."
The cuffs sprang open, and he leaned back, rubbing his wrists.
"I thought he'd be angry with me for ignoring his advice."
The apprentice couldn't hide a smile.
"Oh, don't worry. Coda's angry. But I think he wants to be able to yell at you in person."
He reached for his comlink, but the roar of a rancor cut him off, deeper and with more animal fury than any he had heard before. Bail looked up and swallowed nervously.
"That's her pet."
"Whose pet?"
"Maris Brood. Shakti's Padawan, or so she claims to have been. She's been keeping me to trade with the Imperials, to buy leniency from Vader.
She's gone mad if she thinks that'd make a difference."
The apprentice rolled his eyes.
"This whole planet's gone insane."
The roar came again. This time the ground shook. Something big was approaching, and it sounded hungry.
"Oh, we're not crazy,"
said a voice from behind him. The apprentice whipped around with his lightsaber activated. A skinny female Zabrak stepped through the entrance to the bone cell, spinning a pair of short weapons in each hand. They looked harmless until, with a flare of bright red light, each handle ignited, producing two miniature lightsaber blades. The spinning blades cast wild shadows across the bonescape surrounding them. When she was certain she had his full attention, she added,
"We've just embraced the power of the dark side."
The apprentice was staring at her, but not because of her words. Her face was as familiar as Bail Organa's, with its oval features, black lips, and seven thorns sprouting from her forehead. Black braids coiled intimately around her throat. The only difference between this woman and the one he had seen in a vision was her deep red eyes.